It is the 200 level, episode 400. It's going to be a big one, or maybe not. Doesn't feel so great right now as we're about to start the second half. Illinois trailing by 11 to Nebraska. They gave up 51 points. Now, granted, this is the third game in a row where Nebraska has scored 50 or more points in the first half, but it was a rather lethargic performance for Illinois, especially defensively. And Isaac, we'll talk about the game and react to it as we go, which we don't feel good about, of course. But I think a lot of our conversation will go beyond just this game. And unfortunately, a lot of the negative energy was dredged up with that half.
Yeah, it's hard. Again, like yesterday, it's hard to not be macro and think about like how you fared the last 2 years in the Big Ten tournament and then the last 20 years since the 2005 team made it to the national championship in the tournament. So, yeah, the defense clearly isn't there. It's frustrating because you felt like maybe the last few games you'd made some strides. Now, again, I know Nebraska has been clearly scoring on everybody. I mean, they lit up Indiana last night, who's normally a pretty good defensive team. But, yeah, you're just out of sorts. I mean, Terrence backpacking. Marcus had, I think, he had 10 points, which way better than last night still, but Dane didn't touch the ball once, I don't think. Coleman is not himself, and you're just off at the wrong time.
So we'll talk about that. We're underway with 19:52 to go. Starting lineup back in there for Illinois, Terrence with the take, and Ty gets the board. Back out to Terrence in a three. Passed up from Coleman, but an open three for Damask is up, and it's no good. It's short. So, Nebraska, a chance to extend this lead here. Damask on Williams, and I think that's Williams.
So, Terrence airballs a layup.
Open three for...
Wide open three.
Yeah, and then not much resistance defensively. Listen, we have a pretty good idea what's going to happen in this game. Coleman three is up, and it's...
That is literally what Nebraska wants you to do.
We're going to spend more today, however long we get in this half, if this happens to get out of hand, talking about what this means, because we're a little bit more of a macro podcast anyways. Here's Tominaga up and in. It's a 15-point Nebraska lead. And it's the fact, Isaac, that as Illini fans, this feels like the worst kind of deja vu. This pit in my stomach of, oh, we're going to do this again. And this is just a precursor to what's going to happen next weekend. Almost turn it over there.
Now we just have to think about this for 5 or 6 more days.
And for a team with a bunch of older guys and a travel from Coleman, this is how they're going to go out.
Yeah.
Or so it seems. And yes, there's plenty of basketball left to be played. You could even say there's basketball to let be played today. But, I mean, I don't know if we're even going to make it through the whole half doing this. I am bored to tears watching this.
15.
And do we already have to take our first time out? Maybe so. So there's something lost in translation here, Isaac. And
I'm glad you got it figured out at halftime, though.
Let's hit the sponsors real quick, and then let's have the macro discussions that it goes beyond this game.
Yeah.
We'll be at DPDO tomorrow for the Selection Sunday. God dang it. It zaps the fun out of it, right?
It does.
We are going to have fun, and it is consequential what the matchups are. Unless you just suck to high heaven like Illinois has been for much of the last 2 days. But we will be at Poor Brothers. We got a bunch of printed brackets. There are QR codes so you can enter for free the Champagne Showers Bracket Contest, which has some really cool prizes lined up. We will be at Poor Brothers, probably not for the Big Ten final, because that's not happening.
No.
And the Selection Sunday starts at 5. That's when we'll start. So if you can't make it, we will be on YouTube as well for that. What else? DPDO online at DPDO.com for all the best deals and prices. DPDO.com. State Farm agent Brian Hansen online at BrianIsMyGuy.com. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, 217-841-4728. That's Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend at 217-841-4728. And finally, Owen Builders LLC online at OwenBuildersLLC.com for any home project, especially home additions, patios, decks. Check out a gallery of their fantastic work online at OwenBuildersLLC.com. All right, so the discussion we can have is about Underwood. Let's start there.
Yep.
And I feel like this is sort of a precursor that we need to say so we don't get mistaken for the fact that Underwood has measurably, objectively, done a very good job given what he inherited and has turned you into a top Big Ten program that makes the tournament every year. So I'm stating the obvious, right?
Right, right.
That's good. That means that every year you have something to look forward to. And as an Illini basketball fan, that's first and foremost. If I can get that, I'm pretty much a happy fan. But then there's that extra step. It would be one thing, Isaac, if it were just bad luck, facing better teams like Houston 2 years ago, which you can live with. The Houston loss more than any of the other bad performances in March, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that there's this common refrain now in single elimination tournaments, Big Ten now and NCAA, that you have looked bad since the Loyola game. Find me the Big Ten tournament or NCAA tournament game where Illinois actually looked good.
Yeah,
and there have been none.
I think it was, I'd probably say, like the second half of Houston. And that was just like good.
Inspired.
That was, yeah, inspired, right? That was like the only really inspired half you've played. And it is, yeah, I have to forget that like in 2021, I know we played insanely well in the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah.
But yeah, at this point, I mean, Coleman's the only guy that's been here really through all that. So like the fact that a guy like DeMask is just like having such a down past couple games. Coleman especially has no excuse. I mean, he's been so consistent for most of the year. The defense is just so bad. Like,
and that's an effort thing. I'm sorry. Yeah. I know Nebraska's on one right now, but that is an effort thing. And offensively, missed there from Terrence, but Ty gets the putback. But just the effort, and that's what's disconcerting to me. There's a tightness,
yeah.
And I think the tightness combined with a lack of – I think the tightness leads to a lack of focus – And that's troubling enough. But it's the fact that defense, I really do think, is mostly about effort.
Oh.
And it's not as if Nebraska is a team with, now Coleman's on Tominaga. They switch. It's Quincy on him now.
Oh, great.
It's not as if this matchup wise
stepped out good.
Isn't a game that you could play okay defensively against Nebraska.
No. I think too, we talked about this yesterday. So 2021, I guess your excuse was Loyola was like way underseeded. But again, you still should have won that
game.
Should have
won, and you looked bad the whole game.
Like 2 years ago, Curbelo stuff just was crazy. Last year, everybody hated each other. This year, again, it's like you've been so consistent for the whole. I mean, this would be like your biggest, if things continue the rest of the half, which I don't know if they're going to, but this would be your worst loss of the season, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, you have not had a game like this. And
I'm saying by point
no, but you're right,
whatever, right?
Both like, in terms of eye test and yeah, point margin, yeah.
Right now, obviously losing to Maryland at home, Shannon didn't play,
yeah,
but like by point discrepancy,
Jesus Christ,
golly day, dude.
Sorry, Quincy's at the line, that hence the I did as someone I'm trying to watch my language. I know that some don't like the JC, so Jiminy Christmas, Quincy.
Jiminy
go ahead.
Christmas.
Sorry, Isaac.
No, that was pretty much it. It's just like this year. Because even if you remember, like the one seed year, you started off the year really poor. Like you were like 9-5. And then you just went on an absolute tear. Like, so this team has been the most consistent team of the past 4 years, arguably.
Yes, and that's why I didn't foresee this. And at a certain point, though, Isaac, as a fan, you give the benefit of the doubt a few times, and yeah. And again, you're grateful for the good that Underwood does,
100%,
which is really good.
Wow.
As another take here for Nebraska, but the fact remains that if these performances in single elimination tournaments continues, then you're just the team.
Wow,
Quincy with a nice dunk putback. You're just the team that you're a paper tiger.
I mean, we're gonna eventually get into that. Like Iowa territory, right? Where we're just always like solid. Like this year was a pretty down year for Iowa,
yes.
All things considered.
They
but
actually
like,
overachieved given
right.
what their projections.
But most of the year, most years, people know like Iowa's going to be like a tough competition. They're probably going to make the tournament and then like just barely lose or something. Oh my gosh. Terrence just got its. Oh my gosh.
Tominaga gets it back.
Should add a fast break.
Here's Alec down low. Sorry, we aren't doing much play by play. Coleman jumps at Juwan Gary. Quincy goes straight up, and it will be out of bounds.
I mean,
on a block
you're just
Coleman.
Biting on everything.
Every fake.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I just think that I don't want to go down that road, and I'm worried that that's what we're going down.
Yeah.
And it, listen, how many Illini fans, you don't want to overreact to one performance. You don't. But it's the fact that now it's 3-4 years coming up now where in March – you're just so tight in these games.
I mean, and it's veterans, too, that shouldn't be, right? Like, foul.
Foul, and Terrence can't quite finish it, but that is a foul on Mass. Maybe Mass third? I'm not sure.
I mean, hopefully 5-6 days from now, it's like a switch is flipped. Because this, fortunately, this is the outlier. Well, the defense is not. the defense has been bad for a lot of the year, but like, it's this team looking like so stiff and like discombobulated and stuff.
And yet you still have 45 points against a Nebraska team that's defensive efficiency has been up.
I think they've been number one like since
February 1st.
Yeah. Again, the offense is not the problem, but I will say, hopefully this sounds like a stupid monologue here in like a few days.
No.
But
well, yeah, you're right.
Think about right. Yeah. So, but think about how many players now that have just been like consistent veteran guys that would go down in like Illinois history as like came up stiff in March for some weird reason. Like I'm thinking back to Trent, like in his March, didn't he finish the season a couple years ago like 2 for 20 something, or like it was some weird like. Io was broken the Loyola Chicago.
I think he might have scored like a combined like 5 points between Chattanooga.
Yeah, maybe
and
that's
and
what
Houston.
It was.
I mean, it was bad. And you know what it is, Isaac. And again, this is going to be more macro podcast unless Illinois can make a legit run here. It's a 10-point game, and they are showing a little bit more energy. I'll say that, but you know, you can't spot a team like Nebraska playing as they are a 15-point lead. So,
good
a good defensive possession. Here's Hoiberg. The shot's no good.
Good
Illinois
D,
does get the
D.
board.
Go, Terrence.
Signs of life. Terrence with the take. It's a block, and it's going to be going the other way. I don't know why Ty was in such a hurry to get rid of that.
Oh,
Illinois
my
wanted
gosh.
A travel. They are not going to get it. Williams 3 is no good, and it'll be tipped out of bounds, Illinois ball. So,
how do you not score right there? It was
10-point game with 15:23 to go. So this break brought to you by DP Dough. I'm on at dpdough.com. For all the best deals and prices, dpdough.com. Let's hit up the old YouTube chat thread. Do you mind if I borrow your phone, Isaac?
Go for it.
All right. I got this jank phone from Comcast. Thank you. All right, here. Let's see. From Mark, concern level out of 10, and I would assume Mark is referring just the rest, not just this game, but the rest of the season, right? I mean, I'm at a 7 because you still have time to figure it out, and this particular performance is an aberration, but yesterday was like the appetizer for this performance, even though you won and it was gritty at the end. I'm at a 7, Isaac, and I know that past history is informing that number.
Yeah, like for going into next week and like how I'm going to feel on Selection Sunday, I would say a 7 or an 8 just because now you have that seed planted that this could happen again, right? Like in the round of 32 or in the round of 64. So I didn't realize Damask was – now he's playing a little bit better today, right? But like I didn't realize him or Coleman was capable at this point in their careers of going on this much of a dud, right? And I thought the defense was at a little bit better place than it is. So I would say weirdly, I don't know why. It's very odd. Dane hasn't touched the ball. I'm not normally one of the like Illini fans that's like, oh my gosh, Dane needs to play more, because there was a lot of the season where there was a reason why he wasn't playing.
Yeah.
But now it's odd that he was like your saving grace yesterday and he hasn't touched the ball once.
Yeah, and that is coaching.
You can't tell me he's going to be worse on defense than anybody else.
No, that's coaching, and that's just not forcing the issue when you needed something and you just aren't making those changes. And okay, you throw DGL in there for Harmon. I like that move because Harmon was killing you. But,
yeah.
It just seems like a coach still trying to figure things out, and it's like, well, what culturally is going on where this team is starting to fade like last year's team? Now, again, last year's team did it for like 2 months.
Oh my gosh.
This has been 2 days.
But that was like that all started, I feel like, when like Sky Clark left, and like it was just clearly something behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is from Ryan every single March. Ryan, I am worried that will be the narrative come next weekend.
So this could be 4 marches in a row if next weekend is disappointing.
Boy, the Loyola game looms large. It really does.
Okay, so they're showing this.
Are they looking for
a
goaltend?
Oh, that is a goaltend.
So did we get a break? I'm not sure. That'd be nice if we did. So it'd be an 8-point game in our ball. This is from Mark. Not going to outscore good teams in the tournament. This Nebraska team, even though they will be seeded around an 8 or a 9, probably an 8.
Yeah.
And that's going to be dangerous for whatever one seed, because Nebraska is legit playing well. But I think they're similar to a team that you would play in the second round.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, even if that team is South Carolina or something like that, that doesn't scare you
we
on
could
paper.
Just hope we get really lucky and the four seed, like, or the five seed gets upset by the 12, and then we're playing.
Oh, as Ryan said,
Howard or something.
They can't review that if they didn't call goaltender on the four. That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
We'll hit up the chat thread in each
That's
of these breaks here. So 15, 18 to go. It is a 10-point game. The starters remain in for Illinois. Terrence is getting to the line. He's having a hard time getting in and ones. But I can't complain.
Okay, so you got your starters back in there.
I think you kind of say, guys, you guys, I don't know. I could see at this point.
Yeah.
You guys show me.
Right.
Obviously, they won't play all 20 minutes.
It is very concerning. Even so, say you say you can go on a run here and get this like a little bit closer, one or two possession game. Tominaga and Mask. Is it? It's Mask. Right?
Mast. Like they haven't Mast on a ship.
Mast hasn't done anything since halfway through the first half, and Tominaga really has barely done anything yet.
It's all the other guys. It's the supporting cast.
Yeah,
and I will say that. Listen, again, it's not that you're losing to a bad team. It's
no,
the way
no.
you're looking while
Correct.
Doing it.
Correct.
And we did talk before the game. Is there a way you could lose this game and not feel bad? Yeah, there is. The interesting thing here, it's an 8-point game with 15-13 to go, so it was an 11-point game at half. I am seeing a little more energy out there. And
couldn't
that's
be worse
great.
Than the first half. So
yeah, and though they did get to 15 at the start of the second half, and then you started to kind of tighten up after a really early timeout from Brad Underwood. But it does make you, like, why are we still pushing these buttons?
Yeah.
Why are we still having to? Take from Juwan Gary's no
good.
Good. And Illinois gets a board. So a chance to tighten this up even more. Quincy thought about a three, but didn't take it. Here's Coleman over to Terrence in the corner. He'll get a pick from, no, he'll take a baseline.
Foul.
He gets fouled and up and
in. And one. Let's go, baby.
57-51.
As he smacks himself in the face.
Yeah.
Wow.
And this is way too early to call it a fake rally. Like, now it's
a
game.
Yeah, I mean, it is. And again, that's why I think we mentioned, too, like, so many times, hopefully this all sounds stupid. But again, it's the seed, right? Like, if you have this sort of performance.
Misses the free throw. It's a six-point game. This is his first miss of the day, so I can't.
I can't say anything bad about Terrence.
He's, like, 8 for 9.
He's got, like, 20. He's got half your points.
All right, here's Nebraska on offense. Thought about a three. Oh, this is going to be Wilcher. Wilcher trying to take it on Coleman. I thought that was pretty good defense from Coleman, but
Quincy
loses the position.
We finally force a miss.
He's just been
butts
a no-show.
I guess he had the putback dunk.
Oh, that was nice, but it's just you gotta have more.
That's like Williams. Yeah, I know.
And that's just it, Isaac. Like, we're seeing a more inspired performance now, and maybe it'll last for the second half. Maybe it won't. But why? You're a bunch of old dudes minus Ty Rogers, and I'm not worried about, even though Ty has gotten blown by a few times. But I'm not questioning whether
Holy cow.
Mass three is up and no good.
Where was Cole? Like,
nowhere to be found on that one.
How many times does Mast have to come off of a screen like that for you to be in the same vicinity?
Coleman to Quincy, who passes up a three.
It's like deja vu.
He'll go to the line, and he'll make one of two.
Quincy.
He misses a dunk. Tomahawk windmill style.
Somebody closes out on Quincy, and he tries to dunk from the free throw line at least once a game. One of these days, he's going to make it, I think. But
yeah, he got up there, and that was definitely.
It was closer.
I mean, I like the effort, but ugh.
But it does get to a point where you're like, all right, just lay that
it's
in.
It's like, don't go to the line as he misses his first. He sucks at the line. When he doesn't get an and one,
just lay it in.
I get
angry.
Don't
try to posterize
somebody. I know. I know. 23-year-old doing things where you're like, what have you learned anything in your like 120 games of college basketball?
You would think, I mean, you're not going to tell a guy not to like dunk because.
Not from the free throw line.
Right, right. You're going to say,
Jesus,
hey,
you're Michael Jordan.
Right.
But he does make one of two. So you've left 2 points at the line here in the last minute. But you are starting to get a few stops, and it's a 5-point game.
Man,
does Nebraska get a little bit tight here? A good no call. Terrence ran through a pick, and I'm glad they didn't call that. Shouldn't have been a foul on either one.
Oh, that's not good. Oh,
good. All right, so a chance to get this even tighter. Terrence on the break.
Jump ball.
Nope, they're just going to call it out of bounds. It'll stay with Illinois. They thought all ball. I mean, we'll see the replay here.
Man, I would have liked that goaltend earlier.
I know.
Now that it's a 5-point game.
Don't lose by two. That would really suck. And that was actually good defense.
Yeah, that's a jump ball.
That's good defense. They call a jump ball or out of bounds?
Or no, I'm saying, yeah, I think they did call it out of bounds, but that, sorry.
Correct.
Homie, whatever his name is, got his hands on it. William? No. Well, wait.
Homie Jenkins.
Who's Tim? Yeah, Homie Jenkins.
I have no idea. We'll just call him Homie Jenkins.
Homie Jenkins.
All right, here we go. Ty finding Coleman in the
foul.
Inbound. That's already six for Nebraska.
Wow, we're going to be in the bonus.
Illinois has got to just kind of slow this game up here and kind of ugly it out because you got Terrence that can get to the line at will.
Okay, I like when Hoiberg's in.
I like when Gary is out.
Yeah.
And that's his fourth foul.
Wow.
And he's the guy that you would put on Terrence.
Does Terrence still have two? Okay, so who's the foul on this half?
Quincy. That's a good question. Quincy correct. Yep. So no foul trouble yet for Illinois. Terrence with Hoiberg on him. Step back. He gets fouled on the shot.
I don't know how.
How do you defend that?
No, but if you're Nebraska, like you can't let Hoiberg or like Tominaga get into that position where they're on Terrence anyway. But I mean, I'm happy.
Hey, whatever. I mean, that's the thing is why I felt good about this matchup. I thought athletically,
right,
you had the guys that would.
It felt like if you could stop.
Oh my gosh! Misses the first.
If you could stop Tominaga from having a Steph Curry performance. That's why you felt pretty good, right? Because you had the athletes. And that's why Ohio State was scary because out, like, athletically wise, they have the guys to slow down Damask and, like, Terrence a little bit.
Second free throw is up and good. Had you made all your free throws in the last minute, you'd be a one-point game. There was the goaltend as well. So there's some stuff being left out there for Illinois, but they have tightened this up to a four-point game with
Shannon,
a lot of
Shannon
time
already has 28.
Yeah.
And that's what he had last night.
Tominaga, not going to take it. Terrence fights through the pick. Now it's a switch, so Terrence is on Mast, and Coleman is
Holy
on
cow,
Tominaga.
Dude. I mean,
Coleman needs to do something defensively. Like, wake your ass up.
Coleman was bodying Boo Booey and Tyson Walker.
I don't understand
it. And Tominaga's good, but he wasn't even close to him.
No, and you've got 6 inches on him at least. All right, so here's Terrence. We got 15 on the shot clock. It's the Terrence Shannon show. The three is up and good. It's
a
3-point
game. He's got 31.
Wow.
And you're losing by three.
no matter what, he should be in the all-tournament team. That's for sure.
Gosh.
All right, so it's a
three-point
game. Wow. 12:30 to go.
Oh!
We got a foul on the floor.
Terrence has to get a stupid foul or two.
I didn't see what happened there.
I didn't either.
And they maybe showed up for the three replay. Unfortunately for Illinois, they can't just play these five the rest of the game.
No.
That's only two. It's three.
At least we're in the bonus. Hey, but he picked up his fourth with like 10 minutes?
Yeah, but you just can't afford that now.
No.
And he's still on Tominaga.
Oh.
Don't get the moving screen. Don't foul Tominaga. And that's a foul on Ty.
Man, that felt like good defense.
Yeah. Let's see the replay hopefully on that. The tricky thing is I would imagine Ty went pretty much straight up.
He just blocked it.
That was a block.
Oh, man.
That's frustrating.
And you don't get the goaltend. Just kidding. If we lose, I'm not going to say anything about the refs.
No, that's the thing. Like they have seven fouls on Nebraska, only three on you. But, you know, the same thing last night, and it didn't feel. Funny thing is I got a text from an Ohio State friend who felt like, oh, man, I'm sick and tired of –
oh, my gosh.
Terrence Shannon getting all the calls. And in my mind, I thought, listen, the refs were bad, and they were probably bad both ways. I thought there were some consequential calls against Illinois, too.
Especially in the first half, earlier on.
Yeah.
But again,
Tominaga makes
if
both.
If you just watched the game and saw, like, Illinois shots versus Ohio State shots, like, Battle's hitting deep twos, right? Like, mm-hmm. Thornton's taking deep shots, hitting threes. And then Terrence Shannon was our only offense just going to the hoop. Like, we're going to get more fouls. Now, if Wisconsin would have lost today, they could have complained, that's for sure.
Sure. Oh, my God. All right, here's Coleman. Open three. No, he passes it to Quincy. Quincy up and
Let's
in.
Let's go, baby.
And it's a three-point game again.
The offense is alive
good,
for once.
Good focus by Quincy to finish that. He had a lot of guys all around him.
Oh, man. Oh, offensive.
Offensive
Let's
foul.
Let's go, baby.
Quincy. Two great plays in a row. Good to see. And yeah, that number three extended his arm.
That was a sentence you never thought you'd say.
Way to go, Quincy. Two good plays in a row for Quincy. We've seen it sometimes. I mean,
earlier this year.
And that was an offensive foul.
Yeah.
Good for him. All right, so Illinois is trailing by three with 12:06 to go.
Man, there's so much game left.
There's a lot of game left. I mean,
wow, okay. Good pass,
Marcus. Over to DeMass. The three's open. It's good. Oh, my God, it was in.
That's ours. That didn't go out?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, I swore that was going to go in. Here's Tominaga on the break.
How did he not step out?
I know.
Man, Marcus, that would have been electric.
It looked good. Tie on Hoiberg. Ty gets it.
Jump ball. What?
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Tominaga. And they lay it up. Wow. A scrum, and Nebraska gets a layup. Darn it.
I mean, sometimes God's just not on your side right there.
All right, here's Coleman. Top of the key. Trying to drive it in himself. Back out to Terrence. Thought about a long three. He takes it in instead. Up and in.
Wow.
Whoa, oh. Hello.
Get up.
Get up, Terrence. Get back. Nebraska on a break.
So we...
No, Coleman does a good
job.
Why
did he not pass that?
Tominaga should have passed it up there. And the shot's no good. Illinois...
Oh, crap, DeMass.
DeMass might be hurt. Can't tell. Here's Terrence on the break. And they aren't going to call the foul little Freddie Hoiberg. Come on, there's no contact there.
Like what?
Tominaga 3 is up and good.
Wow. That's just not hustle. Like,
nope, you got to get back. You got to get back.
Man, you had two opportunities.
Tominaga with 9 in this half. So starting to, I think his first three, though, of this half. Yeah. Coleman step back 3, no. He gives it to Terrence. And Terrence driving it in, up,
and
good. All right, so we'll come back from a media timeout with a chance to make it a three-point game.
What is going on?
We got plenty of time left, Isaac.
What is this?
There is a lot of time. All right. Let's hit up the old... do any of the things we said earlier not apply anymore? I mean, I think they still do, because why did we have to get in this position where you got to play like a chicken with your heads cut off?
I mean, like, where was this energy in the first half?
And that's really just it, right? Now, listen, if you're gritty in every game to a Sweet 16 run is like you're going to poop your pants as a fan, I'll take that. Like, I mean, if this is just what it's going to be in March, I know it's not easy. I think it's just the laboriousness, if that's a word, or how labored everything feels in order to just make this a three-point game. But the fact is, you have made it a three-point game.
The last, like, 4 minutes right there just felt like we were watching, like, Looney Tunes with the balls just flying around everywhere as if it's got grease on it. Somehow Nebraska ends up on the positive end of all that. But so you cut the, let's see, you're down 4, hopefully down 3. After being down 11, going down 15.
You're
early,
down 15.
So, yeah. I mean, there's, what, 10 minutes left? Too?
Yeah. Hey, do me a favor for those in the YouTube feed. If you guys, while you're there, can give a thumbs up, a like the video, and then if you could subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Also got to remind you, the 200 level is brought to you by State Farm agent Brian Hansen, online at brianismyguy.com. For life, auto, home, business, renters, you name it, Brian is my guy, and he can be your guy as well at brianismyguy.com. So tomorrow we will be at Poor Brothers for Selection Sunday, 5 o'clock. We'll see if there is a Big Ten title game to watch before that. I mean, I still don't feel great about it. But it's a ball game, regardless. You know that we will be there, 5 o'clock, and we got brackets to fill out. I printed them out today. We got pens and pencils, though bring your own if you got one, just in case. We got a great turnout. And what better way to celebrate your St. Paddy's Day than the extensive selection of craft beers on tap at Poor Brothers in downtown Champaign. 5 o'clock tomorrow, 200 level selection Sunday special.
I know it's impossible to do, but... So we're down 4, Terrence is at the line, there's 10 minutes left, and you're at a neutral place, like, there's worse positions to be if we could forget what happened in the first half, you know what I mean? Like,
Right.
Which is objectively impossible to do.
See, I do that thing as a fan now where I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe that first half, you just got Nebraska, like, it was still inexcusable.
No, right.
I'm sorry, like... I don't want to let the team off the hook for that, but then, you know, you can hold two truths in two different hands. One is that was really bad, and then the second thing is, hey, good fight. we got a ball game now.
And you still haven't gotten really good Damask or Shannon or Damask or Coleman back.
Now this is where that's your strength and conditioning program, and now we got a second strength guy from Michigan.
Yeah,
this is where
we got two of them.
This is where it comes into play because you got to ride these starters down the stretch. Yeah. I think regardless of, yes, the NCAA term is more important, but God, starting to feel yourselves a little bit again because this has been a really labored three and a half halves.
Now, like, let's just hope to God. Oh, man, he's got 32. He's got over half.
Crazy.
Let's just hope to God. Hope maybe you can have like a little slump in the Big Ten tournament and you can somehow get out of it.
It's happened before.
Yeah,
yeah.
I get it. Like, I saw a crazy stat. UConn, they hadn't been to the Big East Championship tournament in like 13 years. And think about how good UConn's been.
They won two national titles.
Yeah,
in like,
and this, is, yeah, the, this right. is the first time they've been in the Big East Tournament Championship in 13 years.
It is. I think it's just that we have the weight of
yes.
previous failures that are informing how we feel about this.
Ooh, let's go, Marcus!
Damask gets a turnover. He's up and in.
Atta, baby!
It is a one-point game. With 9:50 to go.
Holy smokes.
And there's a lot of time. There's a lot of game left, Isaac. Yeah. This is just a ball game from now until the end. Tominaga up and good.
Over Terrence, a freaking course.
But Terrence with three fouls. He's got to watch
That's
it.
That's true, yeah.
I mean, I would rather Tominaga take the floater than a three.
Right.
But that was a good finish.
And I'd rather Tominaga hit shots than somebody else, I guess.
All right, Terrence in the corner. Back up to Damask. Over to Coleman. Back to Damask.
They're running zone now.
No, looks like it.
Come on, Luke.
Luke for three.
Yeah!
He makes it.
Ah!
It is a tie game after being down 15 at the start of this half. Illinois on defense now. Harmon and Goody in there.
We just need some stops.
Luke with a mismatch on Ooh. Alec down low. Mass shot is no good.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
The bounce goes his way. We're going to have out of
oh
bounds off Illinois.
So how do you have that much miscommunication where nobody, you leave Mast wide open, and then he somehow gets his own
I
board?
I know. Duh.
I think, I forget, Harmon was supposed to stay on Mast, I think, and he just turned his back.
Now, yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong, but
Ooh,
man.
Darn it. All right, so this is going to be a one-minute breather for Terrence, who needs it, I would think.
See,
get some electrolytes in you, son.
Okay, this is when
we need
Damask to do some
correct
some game managing.
Tominaga, the three, is no good.
Box Damask out!
Up and no good. Coleman and Luke can't get the rebound, and Damask will go to the line. You just...
So man, you tie the game up, and... Oh, my gosh.
Long game ahead. Yeah.
No, there definitely is, but, like, those are the plays.
Oh,
man.
I get it. Yeah. I think that's peculiar. Now, that was essentially, this is a third chance here for Nebraska at the line. They make the first.
Yeah.
Oh, man, first one to 85, I think, wins. It's starting to tighten up a little bit. Or is that too low? I don't know.
I think it might be too low, by the way it's been going.
Mast makes both.
Freaking course.
Okay, so I think you're right. You needed to mask possession here.
Yeah.
8:45 to go. I think you got to look to kick out to Luke. So Luke's just going to camp out there in the corner. Tie with the ball. Over to Damask. Damask looking for
Damask
Harmon.
Really has not been able to get his shots.
No, yet. No. Are they back to his? No, it's not his own. No. Okay, so Damask looking for the pick. Is he going to take it? Back to Coleman. Coleman to Goody. Goody, over the pick, the three.
Way up.
Oh! He banks it in. Illinois leading.
Let's go, baby. Come on, get back.
It's a one-point lead with 8:15 to go.
Goody's got five threes?
Four at least.
Four threes?
Mast for three. No
Thank
good.
Thank God. Okay, let's go, baby.
All right. 8 minutes to go. Here is Damask over to Ty. Ty up to Damask.
Get
he
Luke
thought
a
about
shot.
It.
Give Luke a shot.
Yes. Oh, there he goes. Three. Damn.
Ooh, yes.
Damask gets the board.
Let's go.
Put back under Illinois up three with 7:49 to go.
So it was 55-40?
55-40.
So a 15-33 run. I'll take it.
The 200 level brought to you by Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend. Give them a call at 217-841-4728. Get that AC check scheduled. By golly, Illinois is up three. What is going on? From Jacob, where did this come from? I love it. Jacob, I don't know if you're still at the tournament or not. I know you were kind of our Target Center correspondent yesterday. And a reminder for the YouTube people, just hit that thumbs up and subscribe if you haven't already.
Okay, so I feel at least you didn't go out with your... So, like, say, even if you lose this game, at least you didn't go out, like, with your... Crap, what's the term? What am I trying to think of? When you go out and you're just, like, give up.
Well, whether the word be, like, lifeless or... I know what you're looking for a phrase,
yeah,
right?
I forget the phrase.
But regardless, this has been encouraging.
Yeah.
And... You know, the conversation we had at the start of this podcast was really much more macro concern, and I think it was valid at
the
time.
It's still valid.
And it's still right, exactly, because of how bad that opening 20 minutes was. Your worst 20 minutes of the year at the worst possible,
yeah.
At the worst possible time.
Right, right.
So that's still there. I think, you know, you just keep wondering, okay, is there some invisible albatross that is on this program's shoulders? And I thought last night getting that win against Ohio State the way you got it might have helped to alleviate that. And then you come out with that first half against Nebraska. You get down by as many as 15, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, how big is this freaking albatross? Yeah. Do we need to keep chipping away at it or what? Regardless of what metaphor you want to use, that weight that we feel, I don't understand why the players that mostly weren't here for Loyola, why they would feel that.
Yeah.
Do they feel it emanating from Underwood?
It's too weird of a coincidence that you've had so many players now the last 4 years. Like, how is it possible that they've all played stinkers in March? Like, because even, which I forget what Terrence did last year in the tournament totally, but, like, besides Terrence, everybody on this team, everybody on, like, the team the past couple years have had stinkers in March. So it's like, it can't be that big of a coincidence, right? Like, you have to have a roster eventually that just everybody goes nuts come tournament time.
Yeah.
And, again, we still don't know what's going to happen next week. And like we were just mentioning, teams have played terrible in tournament and figured it out. But you don't like the way that it was trending.
No, you don't. And that's why, great response. You got an opportunity to win this game now. So with you're in winning time. I think that will count as the under 8 media timeout. And the winner will face Wisconsin on their fourth game in 4 days after an overtime win against Purdue. I feel like the winner of this game is going to win it. But I say that, and like I could see Illinois winning this and coming out tomorrow and us pulling our hair out again. Like, well, why are they lethargic?
Look insane.
Last 9 minutes, Illinois with 30 points to Nebraska's 13 in the last 9 minutes. So Terrence still with three fouls. He is still guarding Tominaga. And we still have Luke Goody in there because you kind of need to the way he's shooting.
It's kind of
right
funny.
Now.
Yeah. Oh, never mind.
Okay, so Wiltshire down to Alec. Alec on Damask, no good,
wow,
no foul.
Wow,
Illinois gets
wow
a stop. Goody and Damask with good interior defense. Giving up a few inches there.
Yeah.
Coleman the long three. No good. But
good,
Luke. Gets the board. Damask taking it in. Up.
Let's go!
5-point lead for Illinois. Luke Goody making his presence known. Wow. 7:10 to go. Can we get another stop? We're getting stops, and that's letting you make this
good
run.
Good, 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 good.
Okay, so this is Wiltshire up top. I'm not good with their numbers. I'm sorry.
Good D.
Number three, baseline Dang shot's good. 75 to 72.
Good shot.
That's Williams,
that's
right?
Williams.
Yeah, he's a good wing.
Bryce?
Yes.
Bryce Williams.
All right, so it's not Homie Jenkins. Here's Ty.
Somehow it's not.
Taking it.
That a baby, Ty!
Ty makes it over Mass. So it's a 77 to 72 lead back on defense. And here's another take from Williams. He will go the line on a foul from Goody. So 6:36 to go. Two shots coming up for Williams.
Man.
Man, what's helped you do this is getting the stops. From 100%. Terry. Illinois, 11 for 20 field goals in the second half, 1.57 points per possession, 16 in the paint. Brad is cleaning. He can't watch the game, so he's listening to us in his garage.
Okay, so Goody, 12 points, 4 for 9 from 3, 6 rebounds, 2 assists.
Huge rebounds, too.
I mean, best game in a long time.
Yep, and he's shown that ability to get some boards. So,
but like we mentioned, yeah, he does. Like we mentioned yesterday, the thing about Goody unlike guys like Harmon, which they're different shooters, but Goody, he could go 0 for 19, and he would look confident on the 20th one and probably hit it.
Bryce Williams misses the first. He's got 16. I want to say quietly, but that's mostly, I think, what happens, Isaac, when you watch Nebraska. You're so keyed in on
right.
Tominaga
yeah.
and Mast in the first half that you forget, oh, right, Bryce Williams is potentially their most all-around player. All right, so he's at the line now, shooting his second. He missed the first, 6:36 to go.
Come on, buddy.
The second one is up. It is good. So it's a four-point lead with 6:36 to go. And Illinois still riding with Ty, Quincy, Coleman, Terrence, and DeMatt. Yeah. So it's the starters. Coleman would have a three if he wanted it.
Man, if Coleman could shoot a three.
I know, I know. Gives it to DeMatt instead.
Good day to get a three.
Coleman passes up the three. Gets a bite on a pump fake. It'll be out of bounds. Illinois ball, 10 on the shot clock. Yeah, he's passing that up. I mean, here's the thing, though. If it's in your head, don't shoot it. I mean,
yeah.
If he keeps passing it up at a certain point,
just don't turn
don't
it over.
Take one just to take one. All right, 6:16 to go. Ty will inbound it from the side. We'll try to get to Marcus, I believe. They do.
All right, this is Marcus time, man. Like, get fouled, get an and one.
Coleman's got to shoot
they
this.
They want.
Three.
Yes! Let's go!
He makes it. It is a 7-point Illinois lead, 80-73 with 6 minutes to go.
I was just going to say, I don't want him to shoot that. Come on, baby.
Coleman on Mast up top. Here is Fred Hoiberg. It's going to be
miss.
Mast.
That's short.
Might be a
miss.
Yes,
short.
Let's
yes.
go, baby.
Rebound for Coleman.
That a baby.
5:50 to go. Ty will bring it across the court, giving Damask a little bit of a breather from having to bring it up, though not much pressure from Nebraska.
Come on, this has got to be Damask time.
Damask or Terrence has been quiet for a bit.
Or Terrence. Oh, shoot.
Whoa!
Let's go!
It caroms to Quincy, what and he the? Lays it up.
And they're going to wipe up the floor.
Oh, my God. Quincy, Johnny on the spot, puts it back. It is a 9-point Illinois lead.
That did not
with 5:30 to go. And do we get a little quick timeout as they wipe it down?
That.
Terrence favoring his right hand there.
Once a game, he does that, I think.
He does that once a game. I'm surprised there's not more bandages. And
whoa,
hello. Gust of wind coming in here. Good God. 200 level brought to you by the foot commercial. Oh. Okay, so I'm not anti-foot, but I only like certain feet. All right, the 200 level brought to you by, we did DP Doe, we did Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. State Farm agent Brian Hansen, online at brianismyguy.com. Life, auto, home, business, renters, you name it, Brian is my guy, and he can be your guy as well at brianismyguy.com. And while we're here, I'll let you remind you that Owen Builders LLC, these guys are great at what they do. Home additions, patios, decks, you name it. Check out a gallery of their excellent work online at owenbuildersllc.com.
Man, I thought they were going to call that a charge, but I guess Terrence kind of slipped.
Kind of slipped. Two guys kind of running into each other.
Okay.
And right to Quincy. Let's call that an assist.
Yeah,
Quincy finishes.
Was...
Well done, Quincy, who's had some big moments in the second
that
half.
That was all the Looney Tunes going in our favor for once, the Looney Tunes basketball.
82-73, 5:20 to go. Here's Williams on the drive. Up, no good.
Man.
He'll have to earn it at the line.
This is the last, Nebraska, I think, would be the last team in the Big Ten that you would want to, like, not take your foot off the gas.
Oh, you have to keep your foot on the
right.
gas here. And I don't think you're making any substitutions from here on out.
No.
I think you're going your starting five, and as is, well, Tominaga's still not out there. It's Hoiberg, it looks like. No, Tominaga's out there. Bryce Williams.
That's off. Let's go.
Way off. Still a 9-point lead for Illinois with 5:19 to go. So already not a bad defensive possession, only giving up maybe 1 point. He's got a second shot coming up here.
They've only got 22 this half so far. Knock on wood. Missed that, baby.
Makes a second. Right. So he is 2 for 4 in the last minute. It is an 8-point Illinois lead with 5:15 to go. And Illinois in double bonus. So I think you just need to keep attacking the rim.
This is like Damask, man.
Ty's going to try to attack. Nice move. Up and no good. He might get the
jump ball.
Jump ball.
Yes. Is it ours?
No, it is. No, Nebraska's.
Man.
Damn. I like the take.
Yeah.
And I like the effort on the rebound. All right, so it is an 8-point lead with 5:03 to go. Yeah, watching that take, I really like that take.
Yeah.
Man, that was
man.
In. That was halfway down. All right.
Get a stop, get a stop, get a stop.
5 minutes flat. Williams, Tominaga. Here's Hoiberg, top of the key. Back to Tominaga, around the pick.
Travel. Yes, sir.
He traveled. Terrence working hard around the pick. Tominaga got a little too creative there. Should have just shot it.
Yeah.
I think that's what Alec is telling him, too.
Alec, come on.
All right.
Again, that wasn't a bad take by Ty at all, but
no.
Like, this is just textbook
Damascus
time.
You got two playmakers. Let them do their thing. Ty's doing it again, though. I don't understand. Why two plays in a row do Damask and Terrence not touch it? A turnover there from Ty, who tried to do too much there. Tominaga, the three is up. It is no good. And a board for Damask.
Hey, slow.
Okay. Ty's still bringing it across, but could we please... I love Ty. I do. But so, let's just not get cute here.
That's been like...
He's telling him to give it to somebody.
Right.
There we go. Damask with the ball. 4:15 to go. It is still an 8-point Illinois lead. A bucket here would be gigantic. All right, so Ty coming up for the pick. Nope. Damask not taking it.
Come on, Marcus.
He's got Juwan Gary on him. He looks for Quincy down low. It'll be out of bounds and stay with Illinois. 3.1, 4:01 to go in the game. So Illinois is going to have to – they'll have time to take a dribble if they want to on the inbound. But they're going to have a weird position, I believe, to inbound this from the corner.
I just don't like those last two possessions.
Man. Yeah, it's just – well, when Gary got on Damask, then you need to find a way to get it over to Terrence.
Right.
Okay, so Ty inbounding the ball from the corner.
That's a
the sideline corner.
Yeah.
All right. He finds Terrence. Terrence up. No good. Dang. And it's going to go back the other way there. The floater doesn't go in. 3:55 to go. It's an 8-point Illinois lead. Coleman on Bryce Williams. Bryce Williams goes under a screen. It'll go to
good.
Illinois.
Okay.
Misses
okay.
the three. Nebraska gone cold. And Terrence with the ball. 3:40 to go. All right. I think it's just going to be him all the way here. You got double bonus, so draw the foul. Coleman, no three. Back to Terrence in the corner. Terrence can take baseline here, but he's forcing him right. The three from Terrence.
Let's go, baby! What?
11-point lead. Oh,
Lock in.
3:15 to go. Here's Tominaga. Terrence on him. We get the steal. No! Oh, Tominaga up. No good. It's short.
Yes!
Let's go.
Let's go, baby.
3:07 to go. 11-point Illinois lead. Closing time here in Minneapolis. Terrence with the ball. 3 minutes to go. 11-point lead. I keep repeating myself. Here's Terrence taking it to the rim. Up. No. No. Oh, going the other way. We got 2:50 to go.
Man.
Here's Fred Hoiberg Jr. He's taking it. Up. No good. He'll have to earn it at the line. We're going to a timeout with an 11-point lead. 2:47 to go.
Man!
Oh, my God.
Man, what a shot. That would have ended it, too, if he made that layup.
All right.
What, Terrence has 40? Does he?
I wouldn't be surprised. If you can check that box score there. Dang. The 200 level brought to you by DP Doe.
He's only got 36.
Oh, come on. 200 level brought to you by DP Doe. Online at dpdoe.com for all the best deals and prices. dpdoe.com. All right, so again, we're going to be at...
What time?
5 o'clock Selection Sunday.
Got it.
And we'll talk about the other possibility here in...
let's not jinx
2 minutes and 50 seconds. I don't really believe in jinxes, but I also don't want to be the one to ruin it for anybody.
36. He's only got one rebound. No assists.
Big Ten tournament record for highest, most points in a game, according to Terry.
Really? For Illinois or just in general?
Anybody? And Terry, did they say that on the broadcast, or where'd you find that stat? But I wouldn't be surprised if it was anybody, like all time. That's a lot of points.
Yeah.
All right. The sun is shining. The wind is howling in central Illinois. The heart is beating. I got to pee, but we'll hold it. And Illinois has an 11-point lead with 2:40 to go. And they're in the double bonus with guys that can draw fouls. So I think this is just really a simple matter. And Piper tweeted it, so according to Derek Piper, he had that record ready to go. So thank you, guys. And I think it's just shortening this game. It's really simple. It's either going to be a Terrence or Damask possession. You get to the line. You keep playing defense the way you're playing it. This game's not over yet, as we saw back in early February at the State Farm Center. You were up 9 with three and a half to go.
Three, yeah. And then Penn State was like 7 with 35 seconds left or something like that. So,
yeah, so anyway. Illini fans not
no,
fully
no.
comfortable yet, but it is a great position to be in considering you were down 15 with 18 minutes left in the game.
And I don't this might have a lot to do with it. Like yesterday, Ohio State has the athletes, right? They have the size to not allow DeMass to get in the places where he wants to go, to get down low.
Yeah.
And then today, I know Nebraska, like we mentioned, has been one of the best teams in the country defensively. But I mean, I can count on my hand between yesterday and today how many times DeMass's been like down low, sort of working, right, getting his shot, which, you know, the last two or three months, it felt like he had 10 or 20 shots like that a game. And that's what I would really love to see right now. Now, if Terrence, if they're going to give him the lane, keep doing it. He's a great free throw shooter, but I would love to see DeMass dribble 20 seconds and then get down there and either get fouled or get the bucket.
All right. We are down in what they would call crunch time, to borrow a cliche, in Illinois. We'll watch as, is it Fred Hoiberg Jr. or does his son have a different name? Do we know? It's a Hoiberg.
I don't think it is Junior. Maybe it is.
I would assume that he's pretty good from the line, regardless of what his first name is. So he will get two shots here because it was a shooting foul. And with 2:47 to go, Illinois will, let's say, be up 9. So a 3-possession lead with 2:47. So you're still going to have to close this game out with good offensive possessions too. All right, so the guys have had all time out to get
it's
the...
Sam Hoiberg.
Sam, that's right. Okay. All right, he's at the line. I'm guessing like an 80% free throw shooter. The first one is up. He missed it off the heel of the rim. Wow, he missed that bad.
Come on, dude.
Okay, Terrence, that is a Big Ten tournament record, according to Derek Piper, also according to CBS Sports. Hoiberg is good on his second. So Nebraska's left 3 points on the line there by splitting twofers.
Hey, last time Terrence had a career high, you lost, so...
Was that the Penn State game?
Yeah, I think he had 35.
Well,
knock on wood.
Do you knock on wood for that, or do you reverse jinx it?
There is a lot of wood here. Yeah,
there's a lot of wood in this garage.
Oh,
and a foul.
Thank God, thank
boy.
God.
Illinois got the biggest break right there. Juwan Gary fouls out, going for.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, he's out.
And he fouled DeMass, and you're in the double bonus.
DeMass will go to the line to shoot to a somewhat lazy pass.
I mean,
needed to go a little bit longer.
That probably is a foul.
It was contact. Frustrating way to go out for Gary, though. That if you're a Nebraska fan, you got to be thinking, you're kidding me, right?
Cousin to Rashawn Gary.
Yes.
As we established.
Mm-hmm. Though I was
Packers.
Like, who's that? Yeah. I was like, I don't remember him playing basketball for Michigan. Oh, right.
Come on.
I see him twice a year with the Bears.
DeMass
will have two. The first one is up. It's good. It's back to an 11-point lead with 2:45 to go. And, boy, if the shoe's on the other foot right now, Nebraska's thinking, what the hell just happened? Here's Marcus. It's up. It's good. It's
wow,
a 12-point Illinois lead with 2:45 to go.
You've only allowed 24 points this half. Knock on wood.
87 points for Illinois.
And you've scored 57, right?
No. In this half, 37.
You've scored 37.
Okay, here's a Mast. And a nice
good decoy.
Wow.
It should be out of bounds going to Illinois.
That should be Illinois ball.
But they won't. They can't review it with 2:30 to go.
That was great D by Coleman. Holy
and Quincy
cow.
At first.
Yeah.
Going vertical, and then Coleman gets the block.
Man, come on, dude.
It's just like they're right there. Make the call. Okay, so here is Wilcher. It's going to be Mast off the pick.
Missed that.
The three is
Let's
no
go,
good.
Baby.
2:25 to go. The shots that were falling at State Farm Center late, not yet for Nebraska. With 2:15 to go. Quick little double on Terrence and a quick timeout, and that's fine. You have two left.
If you're Nebraska, when do you start fouling? I mean, obviously you could play
under
it
two,
out, but like under two.
But then if you're down, if Illinois can score here and you're
I
down
mean, you're
14,
the,
do you even foul?
I mean, we're in the double bonus too. You might as well just like hope for turnovers, I guess, and press.
What a whirlwind, Isaac.
I know. Like, what the... Okay, so let's kind of go over, because I'm trying to remember. Okay, so it was 55-40, and then what, like, I know Terrence was hitting free throws and making, like, some and-ones and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quincy had a putback dunk, I think.
I don't know.
You started to get stops for once.
I think we were so... I don't want to say shell-shocked, but in a weird... I was in a weird state of mind, more macro concerned about, oh no, we're fading at the worst possible time.
I mean,
and then we make this comeback, and you blink, and you're up 12.
I know.
Yeah.
It's not like a comeback that you had to mount over 20 minutes.
No.
You mounted the comeback in 8, and then you outscored them by another 12.
It feels like a few years ago when you were down 15 at Northwestern and you won by like 20. You remember that?
Yes.
It was like
yes.
You blinked and all of a sudden you were up 15.
Terrence with the ball, 10 on the shot clock. He's looking for Quincy for the 3.
Let's go, baby!
Woo!
Oh, 90.
15-point lead for Illinois. Quincy Guerrier on the feed from Terrence. Tominaga over to Wiltshire. Here's Williams trying to create some space. A 3. It's up. It's good.
Wow. Good shot.
Good shot. Back to 12. And some press now with 140 to go. Here's Damask. Good job quickly getting into Ty.
Ty, dribble.
Ty, dribble. You can now stop, pop, over to Terrence, who is in bounds. Okay. 18 on the shot clock. Terrence with Hoiberg on him. Back to Coleman. Coleman back up top to Damask. We are now at 120 for the game. Here's Damask with 10 on the shot clock. Are they going to double him or nope? It's just going to be Hoiberg. So Damask will take a shot here. Nope. It gets hit away from him. 110 to go. Terrence with 3 fouls. And it's up
what?
And in. Terrence try to contest it. That will be his 4th foul.
That's not ideal.
Damask just has the... What is the... Why are they always the most costly?
I know. They're always at the worst time.
I don't get it. Illinois with 1 timeout left. So after he makes this free throw, it's still a 3-possession game. If he doesn't make it, it's a 4-possession game. He's 84% of the season. He's missed 2 of the last 4, but 4-for-6 overall. So Bryce
wow.
Williams at the line. The 3-point play is good. It is a 9-point game with 108 to go. Illinois is going to have to break press a couple times here. And I would assume
Did he just dribble that off his own foot?
Who's that?
Damask.
Yes, I think that's what happened. Okay, Damask going to inbound it here to Quincy, who gets
nice.
It to Coleman, who gets it to Ty. Just take it in.
Oh, they fouled. They fouled Coleman.
Ugh, of course they call that. But Coleman will get 2 shots, double bonus.
Real quick. That was textbook from what I remember from like middle school basketball, which we haven't seen much. Quincy came up from like way deep when Damask was in trouble. He catches the ball, instantly throws it to Coleman, and then Coleman gets fouled. Like, that's just something I feel like we haven't done. We just run the football routes, and everybody disappears.
Yeah, Quincy's had a really good second half today.
That baby Coleman.
First free throw is good for Coleman. Back to a 4-possession game, 91-81 with 105 to go.
So did Quincy had a double-double at Iowa, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So
yeah.
2 out of 3 strong game, but last night he didn't score.
So
2 out of 3 strong game. I don't think he did.
Coleman is good. Rolls that one in. So it's an 11-point Illinois lead with 105 to go. One more stop should do it. All right. Nebraska with 58 seconds to go.
Oh, man,
they find Hoiberg, who got free there.
That was Casey.
Oh, it was Casey. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. So it is a 9-point game with 56.3 to go. Never easy. Never easy.
I think the over was like 152.5.
Man.
And you're gonna
what was the over again?
I think it was 152.5.
Well, I mean, Nebraska had been playing good defense, and then you had been playing slightly better defense.
So it closed at 154.5. Okay. And you're at 175?
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. All right, so when we get back from this, Illinois will have to inbound against the press again.
Side note, what could help, FAU is in the semifinal right now, so that win could look better.
I think you get this, you're a 3 seed. I do.
Yeah, I mean, you beat...
And that it's, to this point, been a very impressive second half.
Yes.
Against a team that will be an 8 or a 9 seed, and I think dangerous for whatever one team plays them if Tominaga goes on one.
So still, you've played, knock on wood, which I don't know why I'm saying that at this point, you've played probably 20 to 25 out of the... Sorry. No, you've played like 40 out of 80 good minutes, right? Yesterday and today.
Yeah. I would say really more yesterday. Yeah, because I didn't think the first 10 minutes yesterday were bad.
No.
And the last 10 were good.
It was the like third 10 that were pretty bad.
Yeah. And
first,
yeah,
the second
10 were like a little lackadaisical, yeah. And then the third 10 were not good. So, yeah, let's say like half the time you played well, half the time you've been in a weird spot.
Yeah.
And you just keep waiting, like, okay, will this knock the dust off? Will we finally play loose in single elimination tournaments going forward? And Illinois, a chance here with 56.3. If they get fouled, it's double bonus. So here's Damask.
Come help him. With a little bit of pressure. Come help him.
He's looking for Justin, who gets the ball stolen from him. And it's Nebraska ball with 40 seconds to go. The take is up and no good. And one.
My God.
Justin Harmon needs to be out of the game. I don't care about free throw shooting. Get him out of the game.
Box out.
Ty just kind of late trailing that. What happens here? No. It was just, no one got a body on Alex. So he'll go the line to make this a two-possession game with 40.7 to go. Just get shooting yourself in the foot. The free throw is up, and it is no good. And a board for Ty, who finds Terrence Dunkett. Yes.
Atta baby! Pass.
9-point lead with 35 to go. Find him. Okay, this is going to be Hoiberg. Up and good. No foul. With 30 seconds. It should not be that easy for him. I'm sorry. Illinois will set up the full court. Well, Nebraska will set up the
full court. I don't think we realize we have to also play defense. Like,
here's Coleman. Finding Justin. Justin, jeez. Up to Ty. Another dunk.
Come on, get back for once.
All right, just 3-4 Williams, way off. Illinois
foul.
Gets the
ball.
Thank
God.
Oh, my God.
9-point Illinois lead with 17.6 to go, and they will
56 points this half.
Close this out in an impressive second half. I mean, when
Terrence
you
has 38, he could get 40.
He could get 40. When you listen to this podcast, you will hear two very depressed individuals worried that the albatross of the postseason has not left. But right now, Terrence makes the first. That's 39.
Wow.
Right now, Illinois, in super impressive fashion against a red-hot Nebraska team, might win by double digits. The spread, by the way, was 4.5. They expected a close game in Vegas. I'm shell-shocked.
Yeah.
Terrence gets to 40. Incredible performance from Terrence Shannon Jr., and he will take a seat to a standing ovation from the Illini fans in the crowd. That is big time.
I mean, recency bias, but
that's the best performance I've seen from Illini.
Yeah. 40.
Let's think on it.
in an elimination game. I mean, I know it's not March Madness, but
Darren Williams against Cincinnati in 04 was an impressive one. Here's Nebraska with 12 in the shot clock. Layup is no good. Justin Harmon gets the board.
Baby.
Illinois is going to dribble it out, and they will advance to the Big Ten tournament final to play Wisconsin. The final buzzer sounds.
I didn't think about that.
98-87. Fred Hoiberg, we love you. You helped us get a Big Ten title 2 years ago, and Illinois beats Nebraska now for a chance at a Big Ten tournament title in 2024.
You just put up almost 100 on the number one ranked defense the last couple months. Man, I didn't think about playing Wisconsin tomorrow.
You know what's great is now the story. Well, you're a 3 seed now. Okay, after that performance, I got it.
Quad one.
That's a good quad one on a neutral site. What a reversal of fortunes in 20 minutes, Isaac.
Yeah,
incredible.
We scored almost 60 in the second half.
Wow. I'm gonna try to hit the live chat here from Ryan. Terrence is the 7th Illini to ever score 40 points. From Scott, drinking too much, pissed, then think we could win it all, stress, laughing emoji. You're going to ride that roller coaster, hopefully for a few more weeks, Scott. I would love to think that. From Eric, what a great game. Wisconsin playing 4 games in 4 days. Let's get this banner. I think that is an advantage, Eric, and they had to go overtime, though we had to expend a lot of energy to get this comeback as well. That's just incredible. I don't know, Isaac, I'm thinking of whirlwind games, and you mentioned the Northwestern one a few years ago. That was one, but of course the stakes were a lot lower. I think this is going to be hard for me to figure out between now and the time tomorrow tips off, because 2:30.
2:30, okay.
So you want to just hang out all day, poor brothers? And they open at noon.
St. Paddy's Day, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll get there. We'll get set up. We'll podcast the second half of that game. We'll podcast Selection Sunday. Wow.
Got to give Underwood credit. Mast had like 13 in the first 10 minutes. He finished with 15.
Yep. Tominaga got his, Tominaga, but not a crazy amount.
He had 18, 7 for 8. He was 2 for 9 from 3.
Okay.
So Quincy had 13. Damask had 16. Shannon had 40.
Coleman had 9.
Coleman had 9. Goody had 12.
Wow.
And then, so you only played 8 guys. Or, no, because you played 9, I think. Or, no, you played 10, but only 8 recorded any sort of stat. Yeah, this is an insane box score.
I don't know. What I would love to see on KenPom, and they do the win probability charts, and you can see it throughout the whole game, and I would love to take a look at that because it's probably just a big old mountain that never went back down, because it's not just that you came back, but it's that when you did come back and you were leading, the game was over.
Yeah, so...
Like, okay, here we go. We got it right here.
They went I'll show it to like the YouTube 70-something feed. 70-something percent, yeah. All over the place.
Yeah, I mean, it's a mountain with a white peak in the middle, and then it just comes all the way back down to you. That's insane, man. Isaac. I am exhausted.
So Nebraska got it to 91.9% with
win probability for them when they were up 15, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, here's what we got tomorrow, everybody. Or today, if you're listening to this on Sunday and you're trying to relive the game. Yes, we started off with existential dread. I was feeling a little existential dread. We had a question. What's your concern level? I said a 7 because this was the worst performance. For 20 minutes, the worst performance we'd seen from this team all year and at the worst possible time. And then you play that half. And now I don't know what the hell to think. Well, no, I do know what to think. That game, in a nutshell, holy crap. And if you were just a casual basketball fan watching that, here we are. We're riding that roller coaster, Isaac.
Yeah.
People are watching that game saying Illinois blitzed Nebraska in the second half.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
They blitzed them. And I think Nebraska was probably a sexy pick for a lot of people based on what Illinois did last night and what Nebraska did last night. So you get a quad one win. I would imagine you lock up a 3 seed, if not the top 4 seed. Your resume is in pretty good shape, and you've got a lot of quad one wins down the stretch. And a big day tomorrow. So we're going to be a Poor Brothers. 2:30 tip-off for the Big Ten Tournament Final. 5 o'clock Selection Sunday. We'll do the second half of the Big Ten Tournament Final, and we will do Selection Sunday as the brackets are unveiled. Champagne Showers Bracket Contest will be going on as well. If you're in the Champaign-Urbana area, come out. Watch the game with us. Fill out the brackets, and we could win a Big Ten
beer.
Tournament.
Drink some green beer.
Some green beer. Drink any kind of beer, and they got a full extensive cocktail list. I don't do beer myself, so if you like whiskey, they got it. If you like rum, they got it. Poor Brothers is a great spot on what should be a nice spring afternoon. If not a little bit chillier, that's okay. Illinois is in the Big Ten Tournament Final. A chance to hang a banner. I said on Wednesday, let's hang a banner. And then get hopefully a favorable draw in the NCAA tournament.
At least for the short term, hanging another banner would like do away with a little bit of the pain.
100%.
Like,
banners matter.
If next week goes bad,
yes,
then at least you have another banner.
Banners matter. They do.
I don't like that Wisconsin. Well, I mean, what did you say? This is their fifth game?
Fourth game
or
in 4 days.
Fourth game in 4 days.
And they had an overtime game today against Purdue. So you just hope they got beat up a little bit. Listen, they're going to be up for the test. They're playing well.
Yeah.
There's a reason they're in the final. They are looking like Wisconsin from back in early January. But you just went through the buzzsaw of Nebraska and came all the way back. And God dang, just come out, maybe make a statement tomorrow for 40 minutes. They could. I don't know what to think. And I could see myself existential dread in the first half again. But you're in it, and you got a chance to win a Big Ten tournament title. You're fourth in program history.
So we have to promise that if we have a poor first half tomorrow, we're just going to shut up.
We're going to chill.
We're just going to shut up. Third time.
But it was really bad.
Yes, it was.
Really
it
bad.
It was.
And it looked
down
like
15.
It looked, oh God, are we even there? But right now I'm shell-shocked in the most perfect way possible. Heading out for a friend's birthday tonight.
There you go.
Gonna have a great time. Celebrate it. Listen, I don't take any of these for granted. I never take a Big Ten tournament title appearance for granted. I never take Big Ten tournament wins for granted.
No.
So here we are, everybody. What a great place to be. See you tomorrow, Isaac.
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon.
Long day. Hopefully a good day across the board.
Let's do it.
And thank you to DP Doe, State Farm agent Brian Hansen, Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, and Owen Builders LLC. Thank you to Champagne Showers Podcast Network. Hey, for those in the thread, if you can like us and subscribe on the way out, thank you so much for tuning in on this absolutely beautiful Saturday afternoon, even more beautiful with an Illini victory over Nebraska. Big Ten Tournament Final tomorrow. See you, Poor Brothers, in downtown Champaign. It is the 200 level.